Chavitol Vavas Shir Wednesday afternoon. Chavitol Vavas Shir HaBitachon Zayin Shvat Toshinayin Dalet, the 8th of January. Wednesday afternoon. Shir HaBitachon. Okay, we're learning Chavitol Vavas Shir HaBitachon. We're in Perek Dalet. He has seven areas of life where he is teaching us how to apply the bitachon that we've learned about in the psicha and in prakim aleph beis and gimel. The first one was essential needs that a person has, and he says, on one hand, it's so to speak easy to have bitachon about that because Hashem will grant us. He grants us life. And as long as he's granting us life, he'll grant us the food that we need to live, and the clothing that we need to live, and the shelter that we need to live, and anything we need to live. And it's not just, you know, basic and good health, or health, the health that we can live with. And that's the first area. And together with that, it seems ironically, but it's not ironically at all, we explained at great length, the biggest area of human responsibility is to be self-sufficient, meaning to create, self-sufficient meaning not from Hashem, but to create the channels through which this is channeled. I must take care of my health, I must be healthy, I must have a job, I must earn money. The achrayus is even more, because we're dealing with basic human existence, with that I need to exist, and anything short of doing the hishtadlus that is required would be tantamount to suicide. That's what Chavitol says. Okay, then he goes to number two. I want more money. I want a nicer apartment, not just a bigger one because my kids are driving me nuts and I can't live like that, but I want a nicer one, and I want a nicer car, or I want a car at all, depending on where you live, etc. So here he says, sorry, you're going to have trouble accepting this. He doesn't say that, I do. But he says, if you work another 3 hours in the day, you're not going to get more money than is Nigzar from Shemayim to come to you. Here there's no heter hishtadlus. The heter hishtadlus is for basic human needs. For this, if a person would have a choice, again, it's never as cut and dried and simple, and on the other hand, it's easy to be more heter and say, oh, I'm about to be talking. But again, like, I can keep my store open for 5 hours. And I'll learn enough, and I'll close. So that's what you should do theoretically. I say theoretically because, of course, and again, this is not, you can't be more ahead there. You have to know, you have to be introspective and know if you're being erlich or not. If customers come to the store and you're closed from 2 p.m. and on, and eventually you're going to lose your customers because they want to be able to come the whole day. So these factors come into play. Certainly if you work for someone else, you can't say, I'll come in for 5 hours and this will be my salary. You won't have a job because that person didn't come to Rabbi Melinowitz's Chavis Alvavis Shira. But the Nakuda, and it's a very Nakuda in all areas of life, it's just, this cheshbon would have to be made, but the Nakuda is that for more than, there's no heter hishtadlus, you're not going to get rich because you worked an extra 3 hours. Say, what? But I have more money. Yeah, you'll have more money, but you'll also have a car to repair, you'll have orthodontial work for your children. We're talking netto. Not bruto, what's the other word? We're talking netto. Hashem works with netto. How much money you're earning. So you might get more money, and then, you know, your investments will go sour. If you're not supposed to have that money, and if you are supposed to have that money, then your car will not break, and your kids will not need orthodontal work, and you will, there will be an investment that you hit the pot of gold, you hit a home run, you hit a bullseye, and there's many ways Hashem has to give you money. Someone decides to give you money to help you in life, and you're allowed to accept it, and so on and so forth. And the hishtadlus you make is a waste of time. And it boils down to, what are you going to do with your time? You know, if you have, you know, the attitude towards more money than you need is, I'm going to get it if it's nigzar, I'm not going to get it if it's not nigzar. There is no heter hishtadlus, as much as we'd like there to be, but there's no heter hishtadlus, and it's, you're not a Rasha if you make more hishtadlus. Chazalada says something much worse than being a Rasha. What's worse than being a Rasha? Being a fool. Because he says, you're going to get what you're going to get, and you're not going to get what you're not going to get. So all you did was spend 3 hours working, when you could have said tilim, and you could have been home with your kids, and you could have done chesed, and you wasted your time. He says he's a sachal, he's a fool. He doesn't call him a Rasha. It's hard to say Rasha, you know, he's a normal individual, what do you want from him? Especially if he didn't come to these classes. But he's a fool because he's wasting his time. Then the Chayyus HaLovus goes on to say that, and that's what we're up to inside in the text, he says sometimes a person will have more money than he needs, and he does have to, the Chayyus HaLovus does not say what I'm about to say explicitly, but this is what the Chayyus HaLovus definitely means, I'm convinced of it, and then you do have to keep it up. Let's say I have a company and I'm employing 50 people. I don't need all that, you know, the company's earning money, but I have a payroll. So there I have people dependent on me. I have a wife that's dependent on me. Not in my case, I'm dependent on my wife. But you have I have a wife that's dependent on me, and I have children that are dependent on me. Not till they get married. Especially if they get married. They're dependent on me, and I have employees that Hashem has chosen me to be the channel for their basic parnasa. So I can't say, I'm going to close up the company, I'm going to stop producing widgets every morning at 11 o'clock, because that's all I need for my parnasa. That you can't do. If you're already in a position where you have dependents, it's clear, when you have to make the decision, you have to go talk to a Rav. That's a hard, someone starting off in life, he says, I want to make a lot of money. Everybody says, I want to make a lot of money. Not for me, chas v'shalom. I want to give a lot of tzedakah. Everybody has that dream. And maybe one person in 100, in 1,000 means it. And that would be legitimate. Even though, again, it's really up to Hashem if you can have that money. But he's saying, I want to employ a lot of people. I want to be a shliach. I feel this is my role in life, and this is a positive thing to do. And if you mean it, then it's kosher. It's kosher to do more hishtadlus than you need for your basic existence, sustenance. If you are the conduit for other people to have their, again, it could be a wife and children. If it's only a man, the others live, the wife didn't go to work, and I can have employees. So he says, so then you'll have more money, and then he doesn't say this explicitly, this is what I'm explaining to Chayyus HaLovus, he means, and then it's okay to keep the store open more hours, because you are the conduit for other people's basic parnasa. So till 11 o'clock is for me, but till 2 o'clock is for now. Someone who's really listening into these Urim is going to say, wait a second, we learned at the end of Paragimel that a person should pick a profession if he likes doing it, he or she likes doing it, if they feel they're capable, and they're making a positive contribution to the world. So, Rabbi Milinovitz, I can close up my falafel store at 1 p.m. and I'll earn enough money for me and my family. There's no employees. Why? The guy that does the French fries. Okay. He could also earn enough money if I close up at 1 p.m. But I am making a positive contribution to Ramat Beit Shemesh. I have great falafel, and it has an Eidah Haredus Hechsher. People don't have to buy a... I'm just kidding. So if I'm making a positive contribution, I want to stay open until 6 o'clock. I don't want to close at 11. Would the Chayvus Halvavus include that in that's okay to do because I am being productive? The answer is, I don't know. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't have any raya's. The truth is he doesn't even say the first thing I said. That if I am the conduit for other people's basic parnasa, then I have a responsibility to work in order to earn a lot of money, because if I'm in that situation, I have to keep it up. I can't just walk away from employing 10 employees who are dependent on me. They're not dependent on me, but I'm the conduit for their parnasa. And that's, so for them, that's like basic ishtadlus, because they're working and I'm providing them with the parnasa. That, even though the Chavis Halov doesn't say it explicitly in number two, in other words, number two is, to earn more money, you're wasting your time if you do more ishtadlus. Bittelsman, sochal, you're a fool. And he says, sometimes a person, though, is can do it for others. I am convinced he means to say, and then it's okay to do more ishtadlus, because you can't walk away from that, because that's their basic parnasa. What about the idea of a positive contribution? I don't know, it's a tough call, because if you're a doctor, maybe, and you're a darn good doctor, and you diagnose really well, then I hear, you, how can you walk away from that? If it's falafel, so the answer is, as I answer so many questions in Bitachon, that you have to look into your soul and your heart, and you know. But really what's motivating you is you want to make more money. Come on, who are you trying to kid? So you have to be honest with yourself. I would say if you're able to be so introspective and so honest, brutally honest with yourself, and you know, I don't know how you could know, really. It's not for more money, but it's to further your positive contribution to the world as per how you picked what to do in the first place, you know what I'm talking about, at the end of Paragimel. So then, you shouldn't walk away from that either, because you're making a... Or maybe it depends what you would do with your time. If you would sit home and say Tillim, then maybe I would paskin, continue your positive contribution, maybe even if it's the falafel store. If you're going to do chesed and mitzvahs and you're going to be able to daven slower and have more, and you're going to think about the sheish mitzvahs, tamidiyas, etc., etc., then I would say, you know, the falafel store, you know, but if you're a doctor, so these things are not cut and dried, and I don't know what I would say, but I am convinced that I'm pretty sure, not as sure as the first thing, where I'm sure he means to say that you can do hishtadlus to earn a lot of money, if you are the conduit for other people's basic money, and I'm sure of it, even though he doesn't say it, I'm not as sure, but I'm pretty sure that you don't know what a man goes to when he learns, like full of angst. I'm pretty sure he would also okay it based on the positive contribution svara that he said at the end of Paragimel, everybody should feel they're making a positive contribution. It's more dangerous, and it's more... You're more liable to say that, but you really mean, hey, I want to earn more money. Like, it's a tougher call. And then you really have to weigh. See, if a person says to me, I want to walk away and close up my business, and I'll have enough money to live, and 10 people will, you know, lose their parnasa. They won't lose it, because Hashem will provide it to them a different way. But it's part of my basic ishtadlus, because I'm providing them with their basic parnasa. I can't walk away from that. Even then, I don't know, if someone would say, I want to sit and learn a whole day, and I have the zitzfleish to do it, and that's what I want to do, and I look forward to that my whole life, and I'm ready to retire, and but it will mean, like, these people losing their present jobs. I don't know, these are tough calls. It's not such a tough call in the second case, where I'm saying the positive contribution svara, although I'm convinced that would be okay also, but then you would have to see the other options, and it would be a tougher call. Do I continue this positive contribution instead of doing more chesed? Do I consider this positive contribution if I could be home more with my kids, or what, you know. So, or for a man, I will continue this positive contribution rather than learn more hours. It's a tougher call. But I'm a doctor. I help a lot of people, and people have confidence in me, and they come to me. Or so close care, a therapist, you know, that mamish helps, well, you know, feels more that, you know, he can make a difference in people's lives, but I can learn another hour a day. You know, so there's rules of called Efshar La'asos Al Yedei Acher, Mi Efshar La'asos Al Yedei Acher, but that's how the reasoning would go. But to make more money, fool, you're a fool. You're not going to make more money, you're not going to make less money, you're wasting your time.
I'm just thinking, like, say in America, along the same line of thinking, if a person wants to take on extra projects or extra hours, in order to be able to pay, say, full tuition so that the bank should be able to get paid on time.
So I don't know what... that's a wonderful motive. The question is, will he earn more money because of the extra hours? You see, you just made a premise that the Chavis Halvavos would reject. You're not going to earn more money just because you took on more hours. So the question is this basic hishtadlus, is this my basic hishtadlus, you know, so that the Rebbeim can get paid on time. They're not getting paid on time. You know, but that's already, it's a more difficult call because it's not up to me. It's not like I have a company and I'm paying my employee. The Rebbeim are not going to get paid on time if I spend more hours in my work. Because who am I? What's one person? You know, if 20 people do it, it'll get the Rebbeim paid on time.
Going to be making something on this.
No, you can't assume. You see, there's a point. That's the Chavis Halavos' point. It's a very important point that we have to believe. If it's not in the categories of the Chavis Halavos, then you're not going to make more money. So the issue of whether you make more money will depend on my answer. Not my answer will be predicated on making more money, but the making more money will be dependent on my answer. In other words, if I would paskin, let's say Hashem is listening to me, if I would paskin that for the Rabbeim, it's their basic sustenance, they'll get it anyway, because Hashem's not going to be mazniach them, but I have an achrayus. I have an achrayus, and I can't, just like I can't close down the company and say, yeah, let them get their parnasa from someone else. Hashem will not abandon them, because that's basic hishtadlus, it like falls into category one. It's very complicated. It falls into category one. It's not in category two any longer. If I'm the conduit for people's basic sustenance, then I have a chiyuv hishtadlus. I would say, just to answer your question, if the full tuition is a true figure, not just let's soak the few fools who will pay full tuition to make up for every, but if it's a true figure, like that's really what it cost, then I would say yes. Then it goes into your ishtadlus, and it's like every chov. You're really taking stucca. If you don't pay full tuition, you're taking stucca. So you have to ostensibly work, you have to work more hours, because then it's the mutter dika ishtadlus of number one. Just like if I make a cheshbon, if I work 6 hours a day, I'm not going to earn enough to pay my bills. So I have to work 8 hours a day. Am I wasting my time? No. That was the point of number one. That concomitant, is such a word?
Concomitant.
Yeah, that word also. Together with my belief that Hashem will certainly provide me with what I need, comes the achrayus. Number one has a tremendous chiddush, and he spends most of number one talking about that achrayus. You have an achrayus to create the channels through which Hashem will send that. And number two, he says it's a waste of time. You'll either have more money or you won't have more money. Paying full tuition, if it's a true figure, then it's like every bill, like the electricity bill. So I have to pay it. So then I'd say yes. If it's a false figure, then it's like but the person means it sincerely, then it goes back to the shayla I said that I don't know what I would answer. Someone says, I want to work more hours and expand my business so that I can give more tzedakah. So we look at the Chavis Halavos, and we can't say so quickly, you're wasting your time, you'll either have money or you won't, because if your purpose is to do a mitzvah, then it goes into how you're supposed to live your life. I have an extra 3 hours a day because I earn enough money after 5 hours. I don't have to work 8 hours. So what should I do with those 3 hours? I could learn, or I could take a second job in order to give tzedaka. If we could cut it so cut and dried. Or I can do chesed, so then it becomes a legitimate purpose of those three, a legitimate thing to do in those 3 hours. It's not saying, oh, Hashem will give me money if not, because then it becomes, that's a mitzvah. And a mitzvah, there's no hishtadlus, you have to do it. A mitzvah, the shaila here is a little more complicated, because I have to earn money, and who says I'll earn more money? But if the pashtus says I'll earn more money if I take a second job, and my purpose is to give more tzedakah, then I think it's as legitimate as saying I'll earn an extra 3 hours a day. Unless they come to me with a shaila, I could learn, or I could take another job and earn more money and give more tzedakah, I would probably tell the person to learn, because that other thing is so iffy. You know, who says you'll earn more money, and then it's a big nisayon, because you're going to want to give more tzedakah, and your wife's going to want... No wrong with the wife. The wives are great. You're going to want to update your computer, and you're going to want to get a better car, and you're going to... You know, you're entering... Although this taught us in the psicha, if you remember back, it's a tremendous nisayon to have a lot of money. Tremendous nisayon. Who says if you're acting with the money the way you should be acting? Are you giving enough tzedakah? Are you sharing it? Are you? He says on the psicha, better to be poor than to be rich. He says a rich person should be beset with doubts if he's doing enough. That the terrifying story in Maseches Ksubos about Choni Amagel's, Nachum Ben Gurion's daughter or granddaughter, terrifying story, how she was so poverty stricken, she was picking kernels of wheat from animal dung, and they said, how could this be? He gave so much tzedakah, and one of the terutzim in the Gemara is that he didn't give as much as he should have, which is terrifying. It's like you read that Gemara, what does Hashem want from us? We believe, we're believing Jews. So we believe that he realized he wasn't giving enough, and he had bechira, and he made a bad choice. Hashem's not, sitting there, gotcha, I gotcha. He doesn't work like that. If you're oblivious to it truly, and you don't realize it, so I don't know if Hashem's going to zap you because unless you should have realized it. But it's always bechira, it's a function of bechira. So it must be he knew he could have given more tzedakah, but he said, I gave you enough already. I want to have money too. I gave enough tzedakah. I gave maaser. I gave a chaymesh. I'm such a tzaddik. And he should have given more. So that when we read the Gemara, as terrifying as it is, we shouldn't think that Hashem is waiting an ambush for us. There's no ambush. Everything is a function of Bechira, and if we didn't have Bechira for whatever reason, then you can relax. Don't relax too much, but you can don't relax too much. Well,
okay, let's say you're in charge of a company with a lot of employees, and in order to give parnassah to all these people, you have to work crazy hours, 18, 20-hour days. It starts to affect your health, it starts to affect your
quality. Whoa! You're right.
When did you stop?
At dysfunctionality.
Uh-huh.
Why is that funny? At dysfunctionality. If you're not there for if it's your home life, if it affects your health, then because the rationale is Hashem put me in this position, and I'm providing other people with their basic parnosa, so I can't walk away from it, even though I'm earning more money than I need. Once it's having deleterious effect on health or on your family life, then it can't. Then you say to yourself, and that's legitimate. Chazal Brother says it many times throughout Shaar Bitachon. It can't be that this is what Hashem wants me to do. It can't be. So Adarab, I have to walk away, and don't worry about those people because Hashem's going to take care of them anyway. Hashem will always take care of them anyway. It's always just a question if I can walk away from my achrayus. Hashem will always take care of them anyway. I'm not consigning anyone to chas v'shalom, death from hunger, chas v'shalom. They'll get, but I still can't walk away. I am speaking out again. The Chacham Lovitz does not explicitly say this, but I'm convinced that that's what he means, that if you are the conduit for other people's parnasa, then it's totally legitimate to earn a lot of money with that in mind, and if a couple more dollars fall into your wallet too, that's okay. So that's how Hashem's making you rich. Hashem doesn't make you rich always by a rich uncle dying. This is, if Hashem wants me to be rich, this is how he'll do it. I'll end up running a company. I have to keep it humming in full force because I have 30 employees. And Mamela, I'm becoming wealthy because it's earning a lot of money, Baruch Hashem. But that's how Hashem's making me rich. Just like if Hashem implanted in me when I was born the Malach, the Hashem Paskin, I should be an Ashir. Assuming a doctor becomes an Ashir, like in the olden days. So, what will Hashem do according to the Chayvus HaLavus? He'll give me the skills and the ratzon to want to be a doctor. And that's legitimate. My purpose should be the criteria of the Chayvus HaLavus at the end of Perek Gimel. Not because I want to earn more money. It might very well be. This is Hashem is making you wealthy. I mean, again, very few people become wealthy through a Yerusha. So this is how I become a doctor. Or Hashem, my life sort of takes me to where I'm operating a company and I have a lot of employees. I don't have the luxury of shutting down at 3 o'clock. I have to keep it running till 7 o'clock. Once it's open till 7 o'clock, I'm becoming wealthy. But that's how Hashem's making me wealthy. That's okay. That's one of the ways. I don't have to, as long as I don't do it because I want to become wealthy. There's a Meir Dika Chiddush in number 2. The chiddush in number 2 is that there's no heter for hishtadlus to get more than you need. And not only is there no heter, but it doesn't work. You're a fool. You're wasting your time. It doesn't work. So what are you wasting your time for? Spend your time on more productive things. If you come to me and say, but that's the most productive thing I can do, this is wonderfully productive. I'm providing people with whatever it is, Shiloh. That's a good point. And just like it's legitimate to do it if you're providing people with parnasa, which I'm convinced that Chavis Lodos means that, but I'm pretty sure that it's also legitimate if you're, again, you have to weigh your options. If it's a better falafel versus sitting and learning, or being there for more people as a therapist, it's a major shiloh. It's a good shiloh. It's a shiloh. That'll be the call. What is a more spiritually productive use of your time once you get past basic sustenance? Okay. We'll start from, I don't know where nobody's following here. I'll say Baal Pam, we'll start from where we're technically up to. He says, a person earning more money, and really what he's supposed to be doing with his money is supporting others. His nisayon is he makes 3 mistakes. Mistake number 1 is that he thinks the money's for him. He doesn't realize he's just the conduit to provide other people with parnasa. He thinks it's his money. That's one mistake. And Mamela, when it comes to how he treats his employees, or, The second mistake is the first mistake is that he will earn this extra money but often that's usher, whether it's dishonesty or maybe even cutting corners with Shabbos, Yontif, Chalamoid, whatever it is. He does things that are inappropriate, that are wrong. So that's the first mistake he makes. Again, that mistake is based on the fact that he's the one creating the wealth. It's all the mistakes are all the same. That's the first. So it can't be, so that's wrong. The second mistake is he thinks it's his money. And he's very generous by sharing it with others. He doesn't realize, again, that his earning money is in order to provide people with parnasa. That's his second mistake. Now we're up to the third mistake, which is the hashlishi. is that he wants them to kiss his feet and to laugh at his jokes and to say good morning, Mr. and to be. But Shlishi, his third mistake is that he demands kavod. Shehu nosin hatrofim leba'aleihem. He gives out this, kemosha gozalehem abori al yodo. That's okay. But again, it's the same mistake. He thinks it's him, and he's being generous, and he's being nice, and he's being a wonderful person, and he expects their thanks, and he wants a thank you, and a plaque, and a whatever that word is, the with a Q there, obsequence, whatever it is. Uzocher tovasolahem bohem, and he never fails to remind them that they owe him a debt of gratitude. Ke'ilu hu hitrifon bohem, as if he's the one providing them with the parnasa. It's not him, it's Hashem. And he is the shliach, he's the treasurer. The chilkalos of his chasid bamalayim, he's doing them a bit. Verotze, he wants, this is from his perspective, Shayuduhu, and they thank him, Vishabhuhu, Harbe Aleihem, they should like really lay it on thick. He gets cuddled from, he gets his thank yous and he swells up in pride. Vishayavidu Bavuram Vyazgoya Vyigba Liba Varoram Lubobo Vyaniacho da also Aleihem Vyakshov Shimhoyamonea also Maborimehem. And he thinks Mamela, because this comes about because he thinks it's his money. So always niggling in the back of his mind is that if he gets rid of one employee, he'll have more money. And whatever he's giving them really would end up in his bank account. So it's sort of like every time but it's really not. He wouldn't end up with a penny more. He's only having this money in order to give it to them. They wouldn't have parnasa. They mamish owe me such a debt of gratitude, I providing them with sustenance, and I'm ripping the money out of my own bank account because I would have this money, and now I'm letting them have it. For who ani? But he's the fool. He's the poor person. Very poetic turn of the phrase. For who ani? He's the poor one. Sheyigal orik b'olam hazeh. He's working for nothing because he's doing it in his mindset that he's doing it to earn more money, and it's his money, so he's working for nothing because you don't get more money from working. The yafsit schor l'olam haba, and again in the chavis of others' world, it's relatively easy, so to speak, to be an Eved Hashem and to be serving Hashem 24/7. So imagine if every time he gave out a paycheck at the end of the week, he would think to himself, I'm a shliach Hashem, and it's really not my money, and so he gets olam haba for paying his workers, and here he's spoiling his olam haba by thinking this is really my money. I'm giving it to them, so they better, have proper akaras hatov to me and remember my birthday or whatever. The hamaskil. So these are the three mistakes people with more money have. The one mistake is that it's all really based on not understanding number two on the list. Not understanding that you'll either have the money or you won't have the money, and it's not your money, it's Hashem giving you the money. Whatever reason he decided you should be more wealthy than basic sustenance, and it's not your hishtablus that's creating that. It's not really even it might be the channel, but there's no heter to go do that channel. Like there is in number one, there's a heter and a chiyuv and a responsibility to create the channel. And here it's a waste of time. Waste of time. So if you're in a position where you're providing others with parnosos, he says don't fall into the trap of three things. And all the three things are based on the same yisod that I think it's my money. So the first thing is to cut corners, to keep the business humming along. It can be dishonesty or other yisurim. Maybe the workplace atmosphere, because that's what keeps it going, I think. The mistake number two is that I feel it's my money, that's what he puts it, and I feel like I'm every time it's ripping away a piece of my soul, every time I give out a paycheck, because I could have been there, I could have done that, I could have had that, and that's not true. You only have it to give to them. And number three is the demand for honor and thanks. And so they're all really based on the same thing, the not understanding of this money being given to you for this purpose. Okay. V'amaskil noig b'shloshes haponim, a wise person acts in these three ways, al derech hanachono l'toroso uli olamo, which is he makes sure that everything's beheter and everything is appropriate, and he gives it generously, understanding that that's his reason for having it. So he'll give them raises and he'll treat them nicely, and he doesn't become a bal gaiva and he doesn't demand any special thanks from them. What he gets from them, and they shayna yodeya, muteref mazon or teref kinyan. Right, he's in a position where he's providing other people with sustenance. He's also maybe Hashem wants to make him rich, right? Maybe Hashem wants to make him wealthy. So he has to, you know, he has to assess the situation, see where it's holding, and decide. And maybe it is the way Hashem's making you wealthy. After you provide the parnasa to these people and provide the service to the olam, whatever your business is, and then maybe it connects, it works. And maybe it only works because of the extra hours, but you can't do the extra hours with that intention, because you're going to get it anyway, no matter what. So it could be Hashem has decided to make that the way you're going to have your extra money, and therefore you're in a position where you have more employees, and therefore you're going to work more, and that's the way you're going to have more money. And he'll end up getting covered b'olam hazeh v'lagmolato b'olam haba, because his intentions are pure. So we're still in the middle of number two. So until now in number two we say hishtadlus and the pursuit of wealth is a waste of time. Sometimes it's legitimate to work ostensibly for more money than you need. He gives the cases where people are dependent on me, so for them it's basic sustenance. I'm adding to what he says, although he doesn't say it. Maybe I feel my contribution is so valuable that I should work more. And again, that's how Hashem makes me rich, because I stay open, I keep the office open, I take on more customers, I know I do a very good job, and it's a significant contribution. Again, this is very adin. It's a major decision to make, especially for a man. It's more. Why a man? What do you want from a man? Because a man has a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, which you ladies do not have. A man has to justify. Actually, every moment, every minute, every hour he spends not learning, he can justify it by saying, "I was out learning a panosa," which is in the Chavis Lubavitcher's world, totally legitimate. They wouldn't accept Chavis Lubavitcher's kids into the schools. According to the Chavis Lubavitcher, is totally legitimate. In fact, the Chavis Lubavitcher, I mean, the whole sefer is people working, so that's legitimate. And to work more is not legitimate in the pursuit of wealth. Okay, the Yesh Mibnei Adam Kitos. Then he says, you know something? Sometimes people want more money. And he goes, sort of goes off, not really a tangent. He makes a remarkable observation. Not remarkable. He makes a very interesting observation. He says, not always do people want more money because they want to be wealthy. A lot of times people want more money because they want the kavod that comes along with being wealthy. You know, people look up to you, people hang around you, you develop an entourage, people hang on to you. And you want kavod. So now he's actually going to talk about the psychology of the kavod seeker. Because the cheshbon is still the same, that he's either going to have money or not have money. And his extra work is not going to be a contributing factor to it. But he sort of goes off that topic, that's still true. And he talks about the desire for more wealth, for more possessions. V'yesh mibnei adam kito she'ena mishtadlam liknos hamomon ulaharbas mamono. That's not his point. Elalavas hakavod mibnei adam. They want kavod. V'lasos lahem shame, to become famous. V'ein maspik lahem imenu shum davar. Until they get that, because they can always get more kavod, they can always get more money. Maybe if you want possessions, maybe you'll reach a point where you say enough already, I have nothing else to spend it on. But kavod you can never have enough of. And the wealthier you are, the more kavod you get. The zeh sichlus mehem, that is so foolish. Again, foolish, not rishus, foolishness. Besibus hakavod ba'olam hazeh, uba'olam haba. He's not really getting covered, not in Olam Hazeh, and he certainly won't be getting covered in Olam Haba. Why? What's going on here? But Gorim Lahem Zeh, what's their mindset? Why? Because they see rich people getting covered. Masherom, he covered Amehoris, Lanche Hamaman. People give cover to people who are wealthy. They don't give cover necessarily to Tamid Chachamim or to Rabbanim. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But the rich people, they certainly give covered. Ukvodam Lahem, but why? What are you giving a kavod for? All of a sudden they hold you're a good person. They're giving you kavod because they hope some of your money will end up in their pockets. That's what Chayil Lava says. Maybe they're hoping you'll hire them, you'll give them a job, they'll give your cousin Jake a job. You know, somehow you can ask them for a donation. Institutions of tzedakah are not exempt from bitachon. Not at all. They have to go with bitachon also. They don't always, and it's sad, they also have to have bitachon. There's no ticket to be exempt from the rules of bitachon because you're collecting money for tzedakah. So they will also give cover to rich people, and their real desire. So she's saying, you fool, Mr. Rich person, they're not giving you cover, you fool. They just want to get your money. Well, don't you understand that? Is that covered? Are you getting covered on Olam Hazeh? Is that covered? They're laughing at you. They're making fun of you when you're not looking. They're making fun of your desire for covered. They're making fun of you. They're making fun of the way you walk. That's not really covered. You're not getting covered from them. Ukvodam lahem l'tikvasam, because they're hoping mashayesh atzlam, because there's a lot of money there. V'lim shoch me'asher b'yadam, you're hoping some of that money rubs off on you. Vilu is Kilu. Now he turns to the people who are giving kavod in the hope that they'll get some of the money. And now the Chaitalavas, you know, he's doing Shar Bitachon. He says, you know, you're either going to get his money or you're not going to get his money. Giving him kavod, which is inappropriate because you don't really mean to be mechabed him. We'll have to talk next time about when it is proper to give. It's proper to give someone kavod when he's a good person, and you mechabed the midos tovos that he has, and you give honor to his being a good person. So yes, you could end up giving legitimate kavod to an usher who gives a lot of tzedakah, who gives tzedakah, and you're honoring him, just like you honor a Talmud Chacham for learning, and for being knowledgeable in Torah. So you can honor a rich person for giving tzedakah. If that's true, then it's okay. And that's the kavod you should give someone, because they're being spiritual and they're sharing with others, and you mechabed that. Ani mechabed zeh. That's in Hebrew. Ani mechabed zeh. I honor that. That's legitimate. Most of the time, it's not like that. That's why the Chavos HaMavos doesn't even talk about it or consider it. Most of the time, you're looking at your next dinner, the next stock institutions, or a person's looking at getting hired for a job. So he says. Now his next angle is their angle. They're either going to get money or they're not going to get money. You're either going to get a job or you're not going to get a job. You're not going to get a job because you gave this person kavod, undeserved kavod, if it's the wrong way of giving kavod. So you're a fool. You give the person who wants to be rich in order to get kavod is a fool. He's not getting kavod. He's getting fishing rods that are fishing, hoping to pull in some money from his pocket. That's what he's getting. He's not getting kavod. He's getting, you know, they want a piece of the pie. They're foolish because they're either going to get a piece of the pie or they're not going to get a piece of the pie. They're acting like inappropriately, and giving kavod is not going to do it. Sometimes it is appropriate to give kavod to a baal mamon who gives tzedakah. But again, if your intention is that he should give a nice donation at the next dinner, you're doing something wrong, and you're being foolish, and you're not exercising bitachon. And he's a fool for, like, enjoying it, because he ain't getting covered at all. He's getting laughed at. Okay, we'll stop here.
Would you not be allowed to bring in an efficiency expert who would declare you don't need these particular jobs, and that means you're putting people out of work?
I can't shoot out an answer. Yeah, I have to run to Mincha, I'm afraid. But you could either call me up and ask me a question or email me. I'm sorry, I have to run. That was a very good question. I can't answer it on the spot. Maybe it depends. You know, there's Bal Tashchis also. You know, again, Hashem will take care of them. That's not the issue.
Well, you can't say that.
But it depends. If you're being inefficient and it's a do nothing job, then it's Bal Tashchis.
You
know.
Or you can do it more efficiently by.
Okay, so I can't answer you. Oh, these are difficult in Yasha, isn't it?